Okay, just a few stray thoughts. The whole land of Israel, the whole north, is just so fruitful and abundant. Every kind of fruit tree, every kind of wheat, wine, oil. It's just incredibly abundant. Flowers, every kind of flower and fragrances of flowers and beautiful sea breezes. And yet the lands around it are barren and desolate with war and wasting. And it seems to me that even concerning the Gaza Strip, that there's a certain jealousy. And I could feel it while I was praying all over the high places along the Ridge of Carmel. I mean, there were really luxurious homes there, quite a great deal of affluence. But behind it was hard work and diligence and a cultivation. And yet there's, you know, you have to work for something like that. Now, I'm not saying that's where you should invest all your finances. Those are temporal things. They're lands and houses, and you give them to your children, and you have a name, and what is wealth, and you don't have understanding about salvation and building eternally in the kingdom of heaven. And I don't mean building programs with, you know, domes on them for houses of prayer or whatever, you know, churches or cathedrals or, you know, where there's just a waste of finances. I mean, the spiritual house, the temple that we are, that Yeshua occupies, building that program. So, therefore, I see that the evil desire, this covetous, covenant-breaking, warlock desire comes in. And they say, let's go take what's not ours. Let's go steal it. So we'll go over and we'll take it. And we'll wage war just so they'll have peace and they'll give it up. And one of the statues that was at Caesarea Maritime by Michael Chaffinet, I think, I'm not saying his last name right, but it was a man in bronze, and he was very angular, very, 20th century angst kind of man. And he had a sword, a gun in his right hand, and he was without clothes. And then behind him and all to the side was a helmet. It was very Nazi-like. That was a skull. It had the eyes, the vacuous eyes of a skull. And it spoke of the struggle, you know, of the death and the violence and the destruction and the waster and the destroyer.